Let's hear the story of how one man developed a taste for beer.
Oh, but I'd heard many good things about beer, and had always planned to try it. So, try it I did. There's a certain relative who introduced me to beer, and I still detest him for it. It was just about then that he brought in the beer. I hope you won't mind if we'd waste the evening tasting this beer, a beer that made me famous.
One, two.
Beer.
Beaver,
God knows you're lying.
Oh, yeah?
Well,
How?
Oh,
because God knows everything. He sees everything.
Are you kidding?
You know what happens to boys who tell lies?
Yes, Mom.
You know you're going to have to be punished, don't you?
Yes, Mom.
Well, what do you think a fair punishment would be?
The Self-Genius Hour of Slack.
And I'm going to be miserable all evening.
I don't care how miserable you are, you're going to enjoy it.
Yes, well.
What you are in your inmost being escapes your examination in rather the same way that you can't look directly into your own eyes without using a mirror. You can't bite your own teeth. You can't taste your own tongue. And you can't touch the tip of this finger with the tip of this finger. And that's why there's always an element of profound mystery.
Something sets off the notion of a bird. Maybe you're thinking of a skylark you saw yesterday, or maybe you have a feeling of wanting to fly away. The idea of bird includes all sorts of sub-ideas branching off, even in normal consciousness, such as flying, flight, wings, and tail. In the expanded or hypomanic mind, there are two things happening. Thoughts are speeded up in time, more ideas per minute, and expanded in space, more ideas at once. While thinking of a bird in this state, one might also have a sense of airplanes, rudders, ostrich, robin redbreast, blue jay, dove, eagle, hawk, etc. And beyond even this, flutter, angels, Pegasus, harpies, Medusa, and so on. One could quickly go into a stream of thought from here having to do with mythology.
But instead of mythology, we'll go into a stream of thought having to do with J.R. Bob Dobbs and the Church of the Subgenius. Friends, that piece was by Reverend Phineas Narco of National Cynical Radio. And you can get all of that at nationalcynical.com. National Cynical being one word, which I highly recommend if you recognize
the value of your Slack. You can easily see why it's your most valuable asset. Slack puts our children through school. We plan for their college education in expectation of Slack power and income. Slack buys the vacations we sometimes take. As long as Slack continues, we can meet our financial obligations and maintain the happiness, peace of mind, and security of our families. No wonder our Slack is far more valuable than our home, our automobile, and all the material things we own.
Ah, yes, dear friends, this is your old friend and prayer partner, Reverend Ivan Stang, recording this only 2 weeks before the event that we call 9X Day, the huge celebration of the end of the world that we subgeniuses hold so far every year, unfortunately, at a clothing optional campground deep in Amish country. And this year, friends, this might really be the year. Because if you'll look at the NASA website, you'll see that the Exist portal, my friends, is set to open on schedule. There are two great red spots on the planet Jupiter, you see. You've heard of the Great Red Spot. There's also one, and I'm not kidding now, called Red Junior, a smaller one, which is moving towards the large one, the Great Red Spot, and they are due to collide, or whatever they're going to do, on July 4th, of this year, which the conspiracy calls 2006. Yes, friends, and so the great storms of Jupiter will converge on July 4th with unknown results, or perhaps not so unknown, for this could be no less than the great conjunction predicted in pre-scriptures when the 10 million monoliths emerge from the center of the vortex of the great storm in pairs, crisscrossed to form X's, and that, friends, shall be our cue, and we shall arise, my mutant friends. You'll notice, by the way, that July 5th lands on a Wednesday this year, and we pray that you don't pink out, my friend, because think about it, X Day is your only religious holiday. Yes. This background music, by the way, is the Billy Nayer Show. They will be performing at 9 X Day. We managed to finish the new Subgenius book, the Subgenius Cyclopedia of Slack, the Bibliographon, before the world ended. But it probably won't be in bookstores until after the world's ended, so it's kind of a moot point. Makes for a great PDF file, though. Anyway, friends, although you might think that with we cultists expecting the world to end on July 5th, that we'd blow everything off. But ironically enough, we're pretty busy preparing to properly host the huge send-off party. Yes, and it's true that, you know, we've expected to leave this doomed planet every year for 9 years now. And the positive thing about that is that we've built up lots of practice for the world ending. Also, we've built up lots of really bizarre documentary film and audio collections. And in fact, this Hour of Slack, number 1052, will mostly be the soundtrack of an unreleased DVD. It's actually a pretty good film about the 7X Day drill of 2004. But two of the breasts featured in it got cold feet, so to speak, and I can't release it until I remove the breasts. So as you listen to this soundtrack, friends, just imagine that the speakers of all the female voices that you hear have their shirts off. This, by the way, is the X Day drill, where the photos on the internet caused so much trouble for the young mom, Reverend Magdalene. And, next week's actual 9 X Day drill will feature many of the same famous Subgenius participants you'll hear, including Reverend Magdalene, Jesus, Dr. Howell, Dr. Philo Drummond, Reverend Nikki Deathchick, Reverend Carter LeBlanc, Reverend Alex, the amino acids, dear friends. We're about to hear lots of cuts of them live. And also, the Billy Nayer Show, heard again in the background. This is from their soundtrack album for The American Astronaut, a great film. And now together, friends, let's imagine the 7X Day Uncensored video.
This one's a keeper.
So kind just to bow our heads for a moment and observe a moment of honorable, sacred
noise! Baseball!
You can beat the conspiracy with their own bullshit. You take their bullshit, repackage it, and slap a Harley Davidson sticker on it, and the conspiracy will buy it back from you. Because this man smiles because he knows how the conspiracy works. He's trying to teach us how it works. Through the teachings of Bob, we can overcome the conspiracy and sell them their own shit.
Friends, the life is the money, the blood, or, well, money and the blood and the slack and the life all mixed together with the sperm and blood on the stage of the X-Day Revival at Brushwood. No parking except for Bob. You're all married now. We're holy men, and we can say that. Oh, also, I might add, that by virtue of the fact that I'm a holy man, I now declare that you may, as of this moment on, do anything that you want.
Concentrated Guru P. This is dried Guru P that we burn. We burn this Guru P and it oxidizes into our mucous membranes. And we imbibe the wisdom of the gurus through this.
Is that what makes your nostril hairs grow?
Yeah. So good. So good.
Am I sexy for you? Follow me and you will know.
As Bob said, I dare you to challenge my taunt. And so, the dark side has won. And evil has triumphed in the form of a tiny gene. Yes, a rapacious, greedy gene that Dr. Moreau failed to remove. A gene, a tiny code made of simple chemicals, basic chemicals common to all life all over the universe. Amino acids, they're called. Yes, they exist in space, in fragmented, distorted, mutated, ugly, rude, foul-smelling form, such as seen here, forms pleasing to the human eye, and others which we would consider monstrous. Remember, to them, maybe we're the monsters. Heavy, isn't it?
There is an X-Day scene. Man, I just got Diane Arbus, eat your heart out. David Lynch, go home. Kind of kick a little something past you for the G's and make a few friends as I breeze through. You know, it's 2 a.m. and the party's still jumping because my old lady ain't home. The bitch is in the living room and getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 a.m. What you want to do? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too.
I am attractive. I am sexy. I am straight. I am gay. I am bi. I am boy. I am girl. I am child. I am adult. I am woman. I am man. I'm softcore. I'm hardcore. I'm independent. I'm dependent. I am disabled. I'm able. I am God. I am the devil. I am nothing. I am everything. I am power. I am weakness. I am a galaxy. I am the universe.
Good evening. This is my lovely assistant, Babushka! And we've got some ruminations about our time on this slackless rock before we leave it. Everyone, trying I'm plagued by one great doubt. It's become what my life's all about. I had to match. I wouldn't have to do this. If I had to match, I wouldn't have to do this. If I had to match.
You too can be little Theodore in this jacket. Just look at it. The casual man about town elegance, the insouciance, the pretty amazing, really. And this pinnacle of fashion sensibility is being offered right here if you have the smarts to go for this item. I'm opening the bid at $1. Do we hear more than $1 for the jacket that contained the heaving torso of Little Theodore?
$2.
Everybody put your finger in your nose. Pick a booger out and lop it on your clothes. I don't know how you feel one way or another. Yeah. Makes you feel half a thing, drop one on your brother.
The dumb bob, the dumb bob. No matter the temptation, I don't care what they think. I'd rather be some genius than wind up pink. Cause Bob still gives me gumption, and Connie flips my crown. And I'm not about to let them bastards get me down. Da-dum-dum-dum.
But you know, when you try to think about your own mind, it almost always backfires, because there's one thing far more powerful than your mind. You can try to do the right thing by analyzing your own motives and all that kind of thing, but ultimately, something will win. The ego! Yes, your ego is so much smarter than your brain will ever be that it fools your brain into thinking that it's got the upper hand, uh-huh? Oh, yes, sir. But the bottom line is, you're always going, well, here in my own little world, I know I'm not really in my own little world. I've really got my act together in my own little world. Friends, ain't it wonderful to pull the wool over your own eyes? Then you can go, wow! I still can't see, but at least it's my own wool.
You're just a natural born rude asshole.
Yeah. But at least I know it. That's the important thing.
I don't think you do know it, though.
No, I do. I know it.
You do know you're an asshole?
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to tell you that you don't really know you're an asshole, and you just think that pretending to be an asshole is funny.
Well, but maybe you're right.
Really, when it's... How is the difference between somebody who's really an asshole and somebody who's pretending to be an asshole?
Maybe I don't really know the depths of my own assholiness.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you, man, as your friend.
To the extent that I have been an asshole for thousands of years, I've never actually refined it to the true art form that I have perfectly all the capabilities of doing.
He's already forgotten how the sentence started.
He's just going on and on.
Yeah, right. He's guessing how he started the sentence.
He can't even remember what he's talking
assholes
about.
Assholes don't need to remember, because they can just ramble. They don't mean to, but yet maybe deep inside they do mean to, because that is what they are.
So where's my frop staying?
Just go with it.
Stang. Where's my frock, man?
You want that award again, don't you? Stang award.
Hey, Stang.
They're kind of young.
Hey, Stang. See my butt plug, Stang?
Yes, we put the un in fundamentalism and the foo in fundamentalism. And friends, but best of all, we put the ha in hate. That's a new bumper sticker for you. We put the ha in hate. Ah, yes. And in fact, we also put the very low in love. We can take a soaring emotion like love and just make it low and pig wallowing sex. That's true love, friends.
To swallow that keeps us from enjoying the highbrow along with the lowbrow, that keeps us from enjoying the slack along with the anti-slack. And friends, if you think there isn't anti-slack at Brushwood, well, they've got you by the balls. Folks, let's get down to brass tits. Ladies and gentlemen, let's face it. If there's one thing that we enjoy appealing to when we want to sucker in a newbie into this cult, it's getting them by the balls. Getting them by the carnal edges, yeah. Getting them right down there in the crotch. Snagging the clitoris like an old trout. Yanking them out and bringing them down here. That's what we do, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, if that isn't what religions are about. Try and grab that conformity that they've widened into your hips through some subliminal way and try and rip it out. Try and reef it right out, just like you would, you know, chuck off a load every now and then. Next time you masturbate, be it male or female, masturbation, I don't rightly care. The next time you do it, imagine that angry hate-on.
I now pronounce you man and or object and wife and or object for the next 24 hours. Now you must kiss very hard. Wow, that's awesome. This is the first time anybody's ever really done that.
Just tell people to do it!
Shut up! You are now duly authorized and excused for sexual couplings of any perverse, unspeakable kind for a period of 24 hours.
Everybody fuck me!
Need to like
it's
pop
a
wad.
Movie,
I need to pop a wad or something.
Share the load. Share the load.
Why. I don't know why. It's just something like something inside me. It's got to come out.
$20, ladies and gentlemen. It's still worth it. It's still something that Chester Stang wishes he has.
Sex when you are horny and disabled.
Yes,
I saw this one just too late.
Yeah, I know. It's a sad. All right, very valuable in every way. All right, going once for $20, $21 from Princess Wee. Is she trying to tell us something?
Okay, this is Betty Blows. It's a little symphony we've been working on for a while.
Thank you.
close. Chuck! I bet it hurled! Betty Blows, Betty Blows, Betty Blows, Betty Blows. It's gonna blow!
Betty Blows, Chuck! I bet it hurled!
Betty Blows, Betty Blows, Betty Blows.
Present to you a great man, Dr. Howe.
Church! Keeper of church secret!
The keeper of church secrets.
It is important, as Bob embraces Connie and the knowledgeable subgenius must endure, indulge in, and withstand the embrace of the conspiracy, that we explore the viewpoint of the opposite sex by being that person. And letting our inner nature come forth. Satan or pornography, how often we hear them linked, going hand in hand or tail in tail. But look at this fabulous outfit, the stockings, the sandals, and the matching handbag. She has really gone all out to appear before us today. Ladies and gentlemen, give her a round of applause, please.
My name is Helga, and I want to have intercourse with your eyeball.
Ah, yes, the eye socket to me theme. Well, that was short, that was expressive. Who else? You may have seen the Miss America contest. They always ask the girls, you know, what are your plans? And they always say they want to work with troubled children or be a brain surgeon, or unless they lose, where they get to be a stripper. And now we have, I'm not certain I know the name of your identity. You'd better tell us.
Philomena.
Philomena Drummond. And she is just as cute as a June bug, as they say. A little simpering, perhaps, but in the spirit of things, certainly. Philomena, how is your subgenius nature improved by your new identity?
That's a hard question, Dr. Howe.
Well, I didn't mean to ask a hard one. Perhaps I should ask an easy one. Does this make you love Bob all the more?
Oh, yes. My love for Bob is just boundless.
I thought it would be somehow.
What's it like to be an over woman?
Yes, what's it like to be an over woman for a change?
I just don't know. It's silly or something, I don't know.
Well, he's just flowing with the spirit of the occasion. Well, what are your plans after the contest here? Anything else?
I'm gonna go pee!
Oh dear, well, I better take a... That's the problem with women, they have to go pee every few seconds. But we forgive them, readily, we do. All right, who is next?
No, I was drinking these all day. I passed out. I woke up in a dress, and I was told to come up here by those who call themselves my friends.
The thing is, of course, I've chosen my outfit because this is the standard outfit for one of the brides of Christ. And many of you don't really realize, but you know, this little bib, like accoutrement that nuns wear, do you know what it's for?
Well, it's called a wimple, is it not?
Blow
it
your
is.
Nose.
No. This is to wipe your lips after you've eaten the body of Christ.
Share the load!
There you are. After the transubstantiation of the host, as it were. Here's someone who appears to be a devotee of America's national pastimes.
Yeah! Woo! Go Wings!
Yeah!
Hey, just so you all know, I am a pitcher and not a catcher.
Yeah!
An important distinction.
Yeah, baby!
I lost my drugs twice today. Twice today. If it were not for the power of Bob and the love of Subgenii, I would be fropless. I lost my frop twice.
And why?
Drugs.
Because the frop took your mind.
No, it wasn't a frop. It was the false drug. It was the false marijuana. This stuff here was not frop. That's why it took my mind. It's false drugs. You don't want to smoke it. It made me throw my sunglasses in the fire.
It made you lose your other false drugs.
It made me lose my real false drugs twice. Not once, but twice.
Come on now, let's all take some mescalers!
The spaceship's abandoned, the mind's expanded, the indefinable being, a subgenius, nothing else like it. Don't expect this shit, look at what they get, spiraling out.
Around us.
Friends, if you gotta buy a pack of lies, you may as well get it by the crate. And you just might find in that crate the true lies, the lies that are truer than the truth itself. Friends, buy bulk. Buy Bob. And he smiles because we know that we can destroy the conspiracy ourselves from the inside. We can infiltrate the conspiracy through its schools.
Is something that I know all of you will be in tune to, and probably there'll be a rush when I explain what this is all about. When God becomes a drug, now this one teaches you how to break the chains of religious addiction and abuse. Those of you that have been in the Church of the Subgenius are experienced in this particular perversion. Father Leo Booth has poured out his soul and his heart. Mascots often become super salesmen. Look at that. I just popped it open, picked it, proved it. There it is.
Praise Bob! Praise Bob! Praise Bob! Thank you.
But his eyes grew dim and his ears dull, and the skin grew yellow on his old skull. Through his bony claw with a pale sheen, the stony jewels slipped unseen. No feet he heard, though the earth shaked, when the young dragon his thirst slaked. The stream smoked at his dark door, the flames hissed on the dank floor, and he died alone in the red fire. His bones were ashes in the hot mire.
Need a home.
And they are the two front incisor teeth, the most prominent teeth in the mouth, like Bugs Bunny's teeth. Only these teeth usually are tucked away behind the large bristling mustache of the enigmatic, puzzling evidence. Here they are, nakedly in the light of day for your perusal and perhaps purchase. So what do we start for this incredible subgenius item, Wellman's two front teeth?
From me.
$10.
$10, that's
pretty
good.
We have $10.
Now, listen, let me put it this way. Some of you may have listened to this radio show called The Hour of Slack, or possibly a show which it scavenges, called The Show, puzzling evidence show and various other names, in San Francisco. Maybe some of you have even imitated cool lines you heard on those shows. Friends, these are the teeth from whence passed the wind of those words. Some people collect original paintings. They collect original tapes, even, from studio masters. These are the original teeth of the artist.
And although I would be the first to say...
You could not get any closer to the actual artist than the lungs or the brain.
The puzzling evidence made it not
be
the
same. And we hope to offer those soon.
But these are like a saint's relics in value.
That is exactly right. All the rest of this stuff is wonderful, bull data, so forth. This is holy relic material.
And see the confusing and ultimately terrifying collage of alien heads, stars, planets, comets, and other celestial phenomena, all in striking orange and black. So what are we bid for this truly elegant and useful item? To reality. So these cassettes, I assume that's what they are, will give you the entire bilious length of this turgid science fiction novel by the founder of Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard. What are we bid for this item, this curious keepsake?
$2.
$2. Do we hear three? We don't hear $3.
Three.
All right. These might be good for a laugh and a half. You could put tape on them and re-record over the cassettes. That's $3. Do we have more?
Nikki, I think, was drunk and high one night and decided to come up with
this
thing.
You're good for another round.
None of us have seen Passion, so what, we're going to try and reenact it. Yeah, we want to be bloodier than the Passion.
Makes
we thought
it more
they
entertaining.
They weren't bloody enough. It's one of those subgenius things that's going to look like after you edit it down and do a lot of work, it'll look really great, but really be there, it's going to look
super cheesy. Yeah,
so this guy's he's been going around claiming to be king of the subgeniuses. I don't know about that, man. I think that maybe there should be a judgment.
Guilty!
The judge has arrived.
Here comes the judge!
Pass the judgment on the
guy. Okay, we're going to crucify somebody. It's either going to be this obscene, disgusting murderer, this crackhead who's raped and pillaged. He's actually stolen all of your cars, raped all of your daughters, and your wives, and your moms, and your dads. Or you can either crucify him, or as they used to do in ancient America, you can instead crucify this guy who talks about peace all the time and smokes pot. I thought so. Oh, by the way, he also promotes free sex and says women are equal. I thought that would do it. Let's change the rules.
Pick that cross up.
The cross of capitalism. To be borne by this poor working man. This particular working man happens to work as a project manager at a major bank.
Where's your god now, eh, Jesus?
Let us trip him! Make him fall! Make him fall!
Oh, death to the king of the...
Let him be sprayed with pink fake blood rather than bright red fake blood.
We must have a break!
We must have a
break! What have
you done to deserve this?
How many times have I fallen?
You gotta fall one more time. Okay! It's time to strip him of his garments!
Homoerotic. I'll get this done.
We need some young nouveau women to come help him get cleaned up with big breasts.
If you believe, you could see it.
It is the foreskin of Jesus, and it will go on sale at the Buldada auction. Here it is. Look at the size of that foreskin. Look at the urethra hole.
See,
in the end.
Proves I was Jewish.
One hell of a circumcision. Look, he's still bleeding.
Truly, he was the Son of God.
I'm the funniest fellow you ever heard. My mother's a virgin, my father's a bird. So here's to the disciples in Galilee, and fuck them all, and we'll all live free. James Joyce said that.
Fuck them if they can't take a joke. J.R. Bob Dobbs said that.
Show's over here. Move on. The police can handle the rest. They're just getting in the way of the fire department and the emergency squad. There will be a conflagration at the roundhouse, and perhaps even the fabled naked dancing pagans. Perhaps one of them might even be of the female human variety.
We shall now embark upon the lighting of the sacred... Oh, that is a sacred icon. In fact, let's... Evacuate or vacate the evacuation chamber. Praise Bob and let him go up in smoke so that the Exus will know that at long last there's somebody down here worth evacuating.
Now, if you're gonna, as we discovered last year, if you're going to feel silly about waiting for the saucers, feel silly the hell out of it.
Where are the Bob enzyme pills? This is the limpest Bob ever.
Wow.
I guess that male enhancement company owns Bob after all. Damn. Once again, the king falls. We killed Kennedy. Every one of us.
This Bob has lost.
It was you and me. We killed Bob. It was we who killed Bob. Yes. He was born from our own brows, ripped from our livers, and spunked in our wet dreams. And so we too shall destroy him, like Frankenstein's monster. Oh, wait, no, Frankenstein's monster destroys Frankenstein.
Oh,
I guess some of us are in trouble. Well, it looks like some of the goddesses have arrived from space.
Oh, she acts like she doesn't want it, but she does.
I know that they all do. I know they all want it. They all of y'all girls want it.
Yeah.
Texas actually do rupture us, but they just take a little bit at a time. They took P. Kitty's insulin, and they took my memory. They took several people's morals and values. Yeah, Sid Faltmus's hair. It's sad. I mean, bits and pieces of us falling off Wellman's teeth. All those things are on the escape vessels, and so I guess we'll get them all back eventually. Here's one part I've been so anxious to see again.
And every year I come here believing, not just wanting to believe, I come here believing the saucers will arrive. July 5th, 7 a.m., the saucers are gonna be here, we're gonna be swept up, we're gonna be caught up, we're gonna be sucked into the conceptual orifices of pan-galactic uber-thought beings, projections that will gratify our every urge. We're gonna be taken away from all this shit. It's gonna finally happen, and every single year, I don't even fucking get up at 7 a.m. Because you know what? I know in my gut they didn't make it again. And what happens? I have become utterly disillusioned. I walk away from this going, you know, that was a hell of a party, but God damn it, we didn't get the saucers. And I find myself struggling with this. How can I continue to involve myself in an organization that continually lets me down? It's not like I get sex from the church, you know? It's not like I get money from the church. It's not like I get friends from the... Well, okay, actually, I have gotten granted a lot of friends out of it. But regardless, the thing is there's this issue of doubt. There's this, why am I doing this? Why am I putting myself through this? And why do I even waste my time with this? And the thing is that's a gift. That's a gift. Because, I mean, ask Heisenberg, ask Goodell, ask Schrodinger, ask fucking Einstein. The universe floats in a haze of quantum indeterminacy. That means that you will never know, because it just might not work out that way. It's called relativity. It's called improbability. It's called, you know, it's called slack, because you know what? You don't need to know.
Ba-dum-ba, ba-dum-bob, the times they are changing, and things are getting grim. Oh, Bob, the X's are a-missing, and our odds are getting slim. Bob, sure I could give up and let my hopes go flat. I really got to ask you, though, where's the slack in that? Bob, ba-dum-bob.
I hate to say that, I hate to question, you know, such a basic thing, but we must question authority, and the ultimate authority, there you go, that's there, somebody's been reading their pre-scriptures. See, that's the problem with it. You can talk about awareness and enlightenment and all that, but how do you know you're not just the robot that's programmed to tell all the other robots how programmed they are? I often get the impression, oh, well, you know, yeah, they wound me up and sent me out there to tell them about slack and how to free themselves from being wound up. Man. Anyway, I hadn't meant to go into that. You know, but we do, you know, sometimes I question this thing. You know, I thought the X's were going to arrive at some point sooner than this. I mean, gosh.
X torture is waking up on X Day morning with the worst heartburn you've ever, ever had.
Absolutely the worst day ever.
Absolutely the worst day ever.
It was the worst day, obviously! Fuck Bob, fuck X, stop the X torture! I am beat Satan! It is over! University is over! Why do you ex-torture me, Bob? It was obviously the worst day.
Something special has been given to those people that lost faith. You know, those people have been given a gift. It's a gift called suspicion and disbelief. You know, every time any of those people that have walked away from the Church of the Subgenius, anytime they go to another religion or another spirituality or another form of self-indulgent, self-gratification that we like to think of as religion, but it's just really justification for our actions. Anytime somebody goes somewhere else to find something else somewhere inside their mind, they're going to be thinking, is this just another scam? Is this just somebody else making money off of me? Is somebody else getting rich off of me? Just like when I gave all that money to the Church of the Subgenius. Those people have been given a gift. It's called disbelief.
Now, once there was a little boy who wouldn't say his prayers. And when he went to bed at night, away upstairs, his mammy heard him holler, and his daddy heard him bawl. And when they turned the covers down, he wasn't there at all. And they searched him in the rafter room and cubbyhole and press. They searched him up the chimney flue and everywheres, I guess. But all they ever found was just his pants and roundabout. And the goblins will get you if you don't watch out. And once there was a little girl who used to laugh and grin and make fun of everybody and all her blood and kin. And once, when there was company and old folks was there, she mocked him and she shocked him and she said she didn't care. And then just as she turned her heels and turned to run and hide, there was two great big black things a-standing at her side, and they snatched her through the ceiling, for she knew what she's about. And the goblins will get you if you don't watch out.
Your album cover, Dr. Drummond. Next time you're looking for an album cover, you got it.
Oh my God.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
You have been hearing the soundtrack of a Church of the Subgenius documentary film called 7X Day Drill, starring Dr. Philo Drummond, Dr. Howell, Reverend Magdalene, Little Theodore, the Amino Acids, Acid Core, the Swingin' Love Corpses, Reverend Zorro, Reverend Richard Skull, Popess Lilith von Fraumensch, Reverend Alex Thompson, Dr. Ray Hay on guitar, Colonel Sphinx Drummond, Goat, Reverend Nikki Deathchick, and Reverend Carter LeBlanc, and yours truly,
Reverend Ivan Stang. Yes, yes, yes. And the collages and titles were by Mr. Fernandinande Lemur and Norel Pref. The music in the background is by the Billy Nayer Show, who will be seeing us off for 9X Day. They'll be playing live at the 9X Day Drill. Friends, this is Hour of Slack number 1052. We've actually done that many shows. If you want more information about the Church of the Subgenius or X Day, see our convoluted website at www.subgenius.com. Or you can write for free information about church, or the Hour of Slack, or J.R. Bob Dobbs, from this post office box. Got that pencil ready? That's P.O. Box 181417. Box 181417. Cleveland Heights, Ohio. 44118. Praise Bob.
The point is, the mind in this state doesn't think of all the possible connections and branches, just much more than the normal consciousness mind, and more quickly. By virtue of the fact that there are more thoughts going on in this state, statistically the chances that you will encounter any of these sub-ideas outside of yourself is greater. When this happens, you have this kind of aha experience, which we tend to call coincidence. An outside object has coincided with an inner thought. One would think this is concomitant to with a chemical change in the brain, as is any subjective experience, perhaps an increase in dopamine. One might, for example, in the expanded hypomanic state, while thinking about birds, see someone wearing a Paul McCartney and a Wings t-shirt, or overhear a conversation about angels, or see a condor flying on TV, or see a commercial for Hitchcock's The Birds, or hear a song by The Birds on the radio, or see a billboard advertising Dove soap, or see an airplane flying low advertising buffalo wings at a nearby restaurant, or any number of possible coincidences accompanied by a pleasurable aha.
Aha! Thank you, Reverend Phineas Narco, for that pleasurable aha. And praise Bob for the final closeout electro mind warp Bob songs of Mr. Fernandinande Lemur.
Bob? 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 Bob?
From PR News in Washington, I'm accused of trying to wipe out PR News. New York officials secretly installed spyware programs that flooded users' computers with PR's reports.
Attorney General Elliot Spitzer was especially difficult to remove.
With poison gas and other weapons.
In a statement, Spitzer said that Spitzer meant to monitor people's internet use.
Lawmakers in Massachusetts turned violent in Paris today.
Paving stones, batons, tear gas, NPR News in Paris.
Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney will face PR News Washington.